The Secure Fence Act is just one example of politicians boiling down their philosophies to what might be called bumper sticker phrases. Commentator John Ridley says these mini mantras have now shrunk to the size of a postage stamp.
Defeatocrats, he said. Tony Snow said defeatocrats, and with that, the era of the soundbite was officially over. The soundbite, you know, when politicians reduce the sum total of their ideology to a catchphrase that'll get play on the evening news. You remember this golden oldie?
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Or how about this one?
There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
And who could possibly forget?
Read my lips.
Now hail to the new boss, the word bite. Talking about Ned Lamont's victory in Connecticut, Tony Snow called the Democrats who supported him defeatocrats, and the era of the word bite was ushered upon us. The electorate, dumbed down as the electorate is, no longer has to spend extra seconds trying to absorb complex issues that have been boiled down to single sentences. Now they can be spoon-fed complex issues that have been boiled down to non-existent words. We're at war against the Islamofascist. Politicians obfuscate real issues with non-traversies. Blacktivists are agitating in the street. Anti-Semocrats are nothing but hypocrites. Now, none of this is wholly new. Rush Limbaugh made a name for himself pushing the label feminazis on independent women. Back in the day, Southern Democrats were ID'd as Dixocrats. But defeatocrats, it works so hard to sound like a clever moniker, but lacks any craft and rhythmic quality, and ultimately comes off more like a cheap taunt than a fusion of philosophies. I mean, seriously, defeatocrats? I mean, was Lusititians already taken? I can't put all the blame on Snow. Clearly he caught the neologist bug from Beltway pundits who are following the lead of their fringe brethren and trying to show game in verbal coinage. I read a column recently by Joe Klein where he repeatedly referred to conservatives as wingnuts and liberal bloggers as blognuts. Now, I can understand the desire to mint some new lingo, the ego stroke that goes with having your freshly brewed word repeated over and over. But it's one thing when Rush and Al Franken engage in low-level discourse you'd come to expect from media gutter dwellers. It's another thing when a guy writing for a major news magazine resorts to actions that are little better than name-calling. It's banality pimped as pith to the general public. It's razzing, pure and simple. And since when is it decorum for elevated thinkers or administration spokesmen to engage in schoolyard tactics? Well, as a punditator, I say since the era of the word bite.
Commentator and novelist John Ridley uses fewer words in his new graphic novel series, The American Way.